the Sims do it. He's about to do his Sims spotlight. And it's brought to you by Balance of Nature, whole food supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. I actually got a fresh box of Balance of Nature that was sitting on my desk this morning when I came in. So thank you for that, whoever was the driving force behind it. And I have a feeling it was probably Phil, who was the guy who did that. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Yes, that comes from me. I wanted you to stay healthy. You are. I got to admit, Gio, you're looking better, man.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know what you're doing, but keep it up.
It always
so every Wednesday I wake up. I said, let me turn these two idiots on and see what the hell they're talking about. And I turn it on, and I'm listening to Chad Ochocinco and Shannon Sharp. I thought I was tuning into a sports station.
Those two guys are sports guys. Yes. One's a Hall of Famer.
Yes, you should have actually. Yes, you should have heard the first 20 minutes of the show. You would have loved that too. By the way, Gio is glowing. He has been glowing. Mm. If you take a really good close look at his forehead.
Yeah, very shiny.
Very shiny forehead.
Yeah, those are my natural oils that come out when I take my Balance of Nature. Very, very
well,
healthy.
That's a good thing, man. Yeah. You know, you don't want to dry up and all that stuff. No, you know, listen.
Hey, by the way, you going to Germany with the Giants this week?
By the way, I'm going to Germany tomorrow, yes.
Oh, you are? Okay, do you know any German? Like Auf Wiedersehen or anything like that? No? Nothing?
No, of course not. I mean, come on. I had a hard enough time in English, much less learning German. But.
Yeah, you should learn how to say, this game sucks, because you're probably going to be saying that a lot over there.
Hey, I don't know. You know, it might be exciting. Let's be honest. Look, we got two teams that are struggling and everything else, and it's just, I really mean this. I think the game will be kind of emotional. In other words, Carolina winning a game, they feel like they're one of the best teams in the league now. You know, I'm being serious. And, you know, they're going to be, wow, we got confidence. We won the game. And I did hear you just say before I came on, Boomer, about, you know, the stats they had. I didn't realize. I watched the game. I didn't know New Orleans was putting up those kind of yards. But, man, New Orleans was awful, too. I mean, come on. 4th-and-3. Game on the line. Your man, Derek Carr, there he is at quarterback. Let's throw it 50 yards down the field on 4th-and-3, the last play of the game. And, of course, incomplete. We lose. Coach Carr.
Hey, it's not my man. I didn't want him here, and I'm glad the Jets didn't get him. I hope Aaron can turn this thing around. And speaking of the Jets, I mean, I know we talked about them last week against Houston. We didn't really know what to expect because they were on a short week. You know, they still obviously feel like there is a faint hope that they do have a path. I thought that path had to include a win at New England, and that did not happen. I guess if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you're you, if you're me, I mean, you got to show up and you got to believe that, you know, you still have a chance.
Yeah, this is a game you got to look at two things, I think, when you talk about the Jets. And, you know, I haven't given up as far as the fact that they could get on a run and get to the playoffs or get close, whatever. But, you know, going out there and playing in Arizona, you talked about it. This is not the same team that we've watched in the last couple years. Kyler Murray getting under center, running the football is what their team is about. They're very conservative on offense. So can the Jets' defense stop the run game? If they do that, that will be a huge reason why they'd have, a great chance to win the game.
All right, let's see here. Let's see if I can get this right. The Google Translate.
Dieses Spiel ist scheiße.
Yeah, what is that?
Dieses Spiel ist scheiße.
What does that mean?
Got that, Phil?
No, I can't understand it.
Dieses Spiel ist scheiße.
And what's that mean?
This game sucks. I'm just helping you out,
all
right, man.
I got it. But you'll be up early. You'll be up early watching
course,
the game
because I have to. And if I didn't have to, because we're talking about the next thing, I wouldn't be watching it because the two teams stink. And honestly, if the Giants lost the game, it would help them out, in my opinion, better down the road. And I'm not saying that the players are going to tank or whatever else. I just think that the Giants, after watching this past draft, by the way, and then being on the outside looking in with the three quarterbacks that were drafted.
And then seeing Jaden Daniels up close and personal twice now and have been beaten twice by them.
I want to see the Giants in a position to get one of those guys because they desperately need that energy in this organization.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about Arizona's offense, but to hell with that right now. Gio,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you're looking at the draft.
Mm-hmm.
this year coming, the quarterbacks, I'm going to start talking about them maybe even today.
Okay.
I'm going to look at some of them. But this is not the same draft class as last year. Unless the Giants, it's hard to say if you got the first, second, or third pick of the draft, which quarterback would you take out of college right now? Tell me, Gio.
Shedeur Sanders.
Okay, there you go. And that's probably the clear-cut number one as I just watch it on TV and everything like that. I haven't looked at him to see all the other stuff about him. But, yeah, he looks right now to be the safest pick at quarterback. The Shedeur Sanders, if the Giants do have that pick, does he want to come here, Boomer?
I don't think so. I think he wants to go to Vegas. I would think he'd want to go to Vegas. I believe that Vegas is going to have a new coach next year. They're going to start all over. And, by the way, with Tom Brady owning a piece of the Vegas Raiders and having now influence, according to Mark Davis, within the Vegas Raiders and working out with Shedeur Sanders, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I do believe they will. Of course, they're looking at the quarterback market big time for next year. And, look, they're firing everybody. They're getting rid of players. Their best player, Davante Adams, maybe one of their best, especially on offense. And, it's like we're going to do everything we can to keep losing so we can get the quarterback that we want, and that would probably most likely be Shedeur Sanders, no doubt.
You know, it's kind of interesting you say that they're going to keep losing. You and I both know this. We've been on some losing teams. We don't want to lose. The coach doesn't want to lose, for sure. They don't want that on their resume. But the team can do things, and the general manager can do things to influence games in a negative way. And right now, when I'm looking at the draft order, It's the Patriots, it's the Jaguars, it's the Saints, it's the Panthers, the Browns, then the Raiders.
Well, you got some teams in there that are definitely, when you just think of looking at New Orleans, they'll be in the quarterback market, probably trying to draft one or do something special to get their team back on track. So, boy, you're just saying a lot of things that tells me, and I think we realize the Giants are going to have a hard time. If it is the quarterback they want next year, they're going to have a hard time getting the one that everybody likes, that they like, that's the number one pick. So,
yeah,
I don't know what to do.
Right. So the thing about the Giants this week, this is a huge game that will have impact on the draft next year. We know that. If I'm a Giant fan, or I don't want my team losing.
No, right.
I know that Tommy DeVito came in last year and got some wins that ended up costing them Jaden Daniels. That's like the practicality of the whole thing.
I understand all that, just look at Carolina, like I said, they're dumping players right and left, and, the Giants, you go over there to play this game, Gio, you talked about it, Carolina's terrible, they got all this stuff they don't do, they're like an expansion team right now, they're getting rid of players too, just trying to accumulate as many draft picks to reshape their football team, so, you start talking about these quarterbacks right now coming out the draft, we need one, the New York Giants and all that. So it's so far down the road. But like I said, I am anxious because I get bored. How many times am I going to watch some of these teams? But start to looking at these college quarterbacks and see these ones that are putting up, the kid down at Miami is, putting up great numbers.
Cam Ward, about yeah.
Cam Ward has been, he's different. I guess my first thought is, I got to really watch him because the way he plays is so free and loose, and it's working out for him. But boy, I can't wait to watch it to see if that will translate to the NFL.
So. All right, I'm just going to ask you to speculate. I'm not going to hold you to it. I just need to hear you thinking out loud, like when we normally talk together on the phone. And you ask me questions, and I give you answers, and then I ask you questions, and you give me answers. And, usually your answers are pretty honest with me. So I just want you to speculate with an answer that's honest. Do the Cleveland Browns and Carolina Panthers start with new quarterbacks next year? And if they do, where do you think Deshaun Watson and Bryce Young end up falling?
Wow, that's a great question. I do think they'll try to get in the quarterback market and get their guy, another guy or whatever, to see if it can work. For the teams, yes, I heard you a little bit about Bryce Young, and I think a lot of that is true. I mean, I give him credit; he hangs in there. But you're right; he looks so small. And it's not like Kyler Murray is short, but he's a big man, and he can take the punishment and move it around. He's playing a different game out there in Arizona right now. So, which is, when as I watch him, I just go, "Wow!" On both sides of the ball, and running the football under center, handing the ball off, doing play action passes, stuff that he's never done. But when you talk about those two teams, yes, Boomer, I 100% believe they'll be in the quarterback market looking for their franchise guy.
Do you think Kevin Stefanski is still the coach of the Browns next year?
Oh, man, you know, I don't want to get into firing guys and all that stuff, but it's going to be tough because the team is just falling apart. It's injuries. It's so many things. It's Deshaun Watson. Whatever happened to him physically, hey, that time he set out and everything changed, you know. And I just can't imagine being a quarterback in the NFL with all the crap that's thrown at you every single week and every avenue, fans, the media, the coaches, that you can overcome that with what has happened in your life. I marvel at it almost going, how is he doing this? And I know it's the money and he wants to play football, but there's no way. How can you clear your head enough to make it work on the field? And he didn't even resemble the guy we saw down in Houston playing for the Cleveland.
Oh, God,
Browns.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, no, man, he was brutal.
Bad decisions. Never giving up on a play. Never. And it was like he was angry the whole time, and he was playing that way. I like playing angry. There's a lot to that. But his was out of control. And
yeah.
Throwing the football, which he was a good thrower in Houston. I never saw that same guy throwing the football in Cleveland.
He looked totally unhappy. Like they bribed him to come there, gave him that stupid contract, and then he ended up going there and just actually falling flat on his face. Now he's going to cost the coach's job, and the front office should get blown up for that too as well. I mean, it's just such a bad decision making. All right, let me ask you this.
Let me say this about the Carolina Panthers. Look what they're doing. They are, like we said, they're getting rid of guys right and left. Because they're thinking about next year and reshaping the team. They're borderline an expansion team. When you look at some of their numbers, and I'm not a numbers guy. I'm really not. You're a stat pack guy. I'm not. I just kind of try to watch and get a feel for who they are.
Right.
But they're awful in so many areas on both sides of the ball. I mean, if you had to rank NFL teams just by numbers, they're last. And the only thing I say about the Giants playing this game, they're emotionally, the Giants have to get themselves up, because I really do believe, as I watched that game, Carolina playing, and how emotional and fast they did play, because they want to win a damn game, and now they feel good, and it'll be really interesting. The Giants, when I look at the Giant game, the Giant defense has to dominate the Carolina offense, which they should, and if they do that, the Giants will win.
All right.
No, I know. Yeah, I'm still here. So I know you love you love offenses and breaking down offenses. This is something I wanted to ask you. So I know you don't like firing coaches, but you know, film and how things work is the Phil Simms type of thing. Tell me why the Detroit Lions offense is so good and why it could be good enough to actually get to a Super Bowl this year and possibly win it.
Oh, wow. Well, it's really easy. I mean, they line up and they got one thing that's the best in the NFL every single week. It's their offensive line. And I do, Gio, I talk about this every year. Look at the playoffs when they come around and who's in it. And if you had to rank offensive lines from 1 to 32, the top 10 are going to be in the playoffs. And the Detroit Lions, definitely, when you look at them, they have the best offensive line. So there's nothing that, you know, Ben Johnson designs, he doesn't have to worry. Well, okay, we're going to do this and this and all these other things, and it's going to work because of our offensive line is so good. Protecting the quarterback, running the football, great design in what they do. And the quarterback, let's be honest, he's not playing good or well. He's playing great. Mm. Oh, my God. And I wondered if he would throw the ball well enough up in Green Bay with the rain, and I'm watching the game. I'm going, damn, it's coming out of his hand great. And finally, I see a shot of him close enough, and he was wearing gloves, which was a really smart thing, and I actually talked about that last week. Jared Goff is playing as good as any quarterback in the NFL, maybe better. There's a couple really hot quarterbacks that are just getting it done. And go to this, talking about acquiring players. They go out and get Deontay Johnson. They're trying to add on to their best unit on the football team.
For the Ravens.
Instead of trying to spread it out, just... Right.
Yeah, for the Ravens.
Yeah, for the Ravens. We drafted Carl Banks when we had an outstanding group of linebackers. I said, why did we draft another linebacker? Well, we know the answer now, because he was really good, almost as good as Lawrence Taylor a lot of times, and it changed our football team. And Tom Coughlin did it, too, with his great defensive line. Remember, they drafted a kid out of Boston, Matthias Kiwanuka, and he was really an impact player. And they drafted him to the strongest group on the football team, and that was their defensive line.
You know, so final question for me, and this I was going to ask you about coaches. Three potential head coaching candidates out there for the hiring cycle, and some of these teams, mm-hmm. you know, maybe the Jets, maybe the Saints, maybe the Raiders, maybe the Browns, who knows, will start interviewing or looking at guys right around Thanksgiving, I would think. Bill Belichick, Mike Vrabel, Ben Johnson, put it in that order. What order would you put it in if you were going to hire one of those guys?
Oh, you know, I'm not going to do this.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, listen, well, one, with Bill Belichick, we have great stuff to look into that we know about him. And I think I was hearing, did I hear that a little bit about Chad Ochocinco saying that he would just say things to Tom Brady and all the players would go, oh, my God, he's picking on Tom Brady.
Yeah, but that was actually one of Tom Brady's former teammates explaining exactly how Bill was yelling at Tom Brady. And I said, you and I both know that Tom Brady has told us both that you would think that he never did anything around New England the way he got treated.
Yeah, every once in a while, and I'm telling the truth here, he would come into the meeting and he'd sit down and he'd look at me and goes, you know, am I the worst quarterback in the NFL? And I'd just go, no. He goes, well, they act like I am around here. Rah, rah, you know, and I just go, wow. I just want to go, Tom, you're Tom Brady, man. You know, I don't know what to say. What do you say to that? You know, so I know he was taking a beating in the meeting room. And, you know, sometimes maybe it could have been too much. But sometimes, as you know and I know, they're going to talk through the quarterback to talk to the team. And once they yell at the quarterback, then that opens it up. I can yell at anybody, except maybe Lawrence Taylor. But that's what that's about. And I forgot your question.
Well, I was just saying the coaches, like, you know, Coach Vrabel, Coach Belichick, and then, of course, Ben Carson, the offense coordinator for the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, I would think just looking at it, the person that I think will really get great scrutiny and a lot of people want, he turned down jobs this offseason, is Ben Johnson. Because we all look at it as a quarterback league. And there's very few defenses that you can just count on in the NFL right now and go, we could win the Super Bowl because of our defense. And, you know, of course, the first one that comes to my mind is that team out in Kansas City. Their defense can come through in big spots. And when they don't, then we got the guy that can clean it up for us if we make a little mess.
One thing Ben Johnson has, he's got skilled players out the wazoo there, too. I mean, they got a great running game. They got a terrific tight end, wide receivers, and the quarterback's playing great because of the offensive line. I mean, their offense is basically as good as anybody in the NFL right there with Baltimore.
If there's, you know, yes, it is. And Ben Johnson not only has these really good players or really good offensive line, but as you watch him, you go, damn, that's clever. Oh, it's not always, we're not just running over people. They just have so many plays, you just go, well, everybody in the league is going to copy that. It might take them 5 or 6 weeks before they catch on, but they're going to get it. And, you know, that's what we talk about offense constantly. It is what the NFL is kind of about. And that's why I think Ben Johnson is going to be such a big issue this offseason. And it'll come down to this. I don't think he wanted to leave Detroit last year. Probably didn't like what some of the teams were saying to him. Maybe the money wasn't good enough. So he did the right thing going back to Detroit.
All right, Phil, listen closely here. I got one more German phrase.
Good, right, I want to hear. Right, oh, shoot.
Here we go.
Wilde Blaubeeren, oh mein Gott.
Did you hear that?
I heard it. Wilde what did it say?
Oh mein Gott.
All right, one more time.
Wilde Blaubeeren, oh mein Gott. Wilde Blaubeeren. Oh, my God.
Okay, what is it?
It's wild blueberries. Oh, my gosh.
You're such a... You know what? I tell you, you're a pain in my ass. I'll tell you that. So,
that's great. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Gio.
Yeah.
Gio, I took 2 years of French in high school. Okay? And when I got done with those 2 years, I don't think I knew two words in French. You know, French. So it's just... not up me. I'm not going to try to say any German slang, and I'm sure as a hell not going to say what you do. What was that? Say it again.
It's wild blueberry on my gut.
Here you go.
Wilde Blaubeeren, oh mein Gott.
Oh my God.
Wilde Blaubeeren. Oh mein Gott.
Wild blueberries. Oh my God.
Very good, Phil. Great talking to you, man.
Send it to me. Maybe I'll try that on some people over there in Germany, see what they say.
All right, perfect.
Have a good trip, man. Be safe. We'll talk to you when you get back.
Okay. Thanks for having me on. Have a good day.
That's the
Sacre Bleu. Sacre Bleu.
Sim Spotlight brought to you by Balance of Nature Whole Food Supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com.